Dear Saint, if you're interested in helping more souls find salvation, please listen carefully and act upon what you're about to hear. Chances are precious opportunities to win souls are slipping through your fingers. Those opportunities are gone forever, but don't despair. Lord willing, more will come your way. Note these passages. Ephesians 5:15 and 16 says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." Colossians 4:5 says, "Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders, make the most of every opportunity." It is shockingly easy to make more of an opportunity to help souls around you. Here is one of the chief ways we do that and have been doing it for decades. We simply distribute biblically sound salvation literature that teaches repentance and mentions hell wherever we go. And you can easily do the same. Not counting specific missionary trips, that would include going to the grocery store, the post office, the bank, restaurants, doctor's offices, public restrooms, etc. Just because our literature is biblically sound, important spiritual things have happened. That might mean, through a gospel tract, spiritual eyes are closed and sometimes spiritual eyes are opened. It depends upon the hearts of the recipients. The following is one of hundreds, or better yet, thousands of experiences which occurred because of handing out our Christian literature, but that could have been easily missed. A very strange conversation occurred one day. This is what happened to me. While walking from the car to go inside of a grocery store, I handed a gospel tract, our Salvation Plain and Simple tract, to a woman. Shockingly, one of the first things she said upon receiving it was, quote, "I believe Jesus was a pot-smoking hippie who had multiple wives," unquote. In over 30 years of soul winning and encountering many different types of people, I never remember anyone ever saying that before. I asked her what was the basis of her statement. She was speechless. She could offer no proof. It seemed that is what she wanted to believe, and that was good enough for her. I told her Jesus was the sinless Son of God and His deity according to the only solid evidence that exists, the Bible. I further added that she was in the greatest danger that exists, and she had just blasphemed by saying those untrue things about the Lord Jesus. I found out that she was raised a Catholic and is now studying to be a Buddhist. Her view of the Bible was that it has to be accepted merely by faith. And that is all any religious person has, regardless of what their belief might be. I mentioned that was not true, and stated that the Bible must be the Word of God. Just based upon the primary evidence, that evidence being both the fulfilled prophecies and the law of probability. I asked her if she knew what the law of probability was, and she said yes, but didn't seem to know as I explained it. The law of probability would say if 1 out of 20 males had a mole on his face, and if 1 out of 10 men were shorter than 5 feet 5, the chances are that a male having a facial mole and being shorter than 5 feet 5 would be 1 out of 200. That being said, if one would examine the detailed prophecies about where Messiah was to be born, Micah 5:2, how he would die, Psalm 22 and Zechariah 12, why he would die, Isaiah 53, the time frame of when he would die, Daniel 9:26, etc., coupled with the law of probability, that alone shows we are dealing with the Bible, which cannot be anything other than of divine inspiration, unlike all the other so-called holy books in the world. After sharing that kind of information with this woman, she then said, "Truth was subjective." I responded, "If someone said we are not standing in front of this grocery store in this town at this moment, but instead was in another state and attached the phrase that truth was subjective, what would you say?" And I answered that for her by saying this, "You could answer, well, there's clear proof that we are here in this town now. There are signs and streets and various businesses, rivers and highway intersections, etc., all proving our location here. The evidence is clear. We're only here and not in some other location. Similarly, that is how we know the Bible is true and what it says about the afterlife and forgiveness are factual. I mentioned that hell was a place of eternal conscious torment for the wicked dead. That the Bible is the only reliable source of spiritual truth anywhere to be found. She seemed to be thinking. Shockingly, she described herself as spiritual. I responded, "How can you be spiritual since you blasphemed, thinking Jesus was a pot-smoking hippie who had multiple wives? Instead of your view of Jesus, He is the only way to the Father and your only hope of salvation and forgiveness." After giving her several other types of gospel tracts, I walked away. That unique witnessing opportunity opened up because I first handed her a salvation tract. She vitally needed evidence for the reliability of the Bible, and she got it that day. Many other unusual conversations have likewise transpired over the years. But that conversation with that woman could have been very easily missed had no track been offered to her then. Soundtracks alone have done much good over the years. To just distribute them without conversing with anyone will do much good. Even leaving them around in public places will help to spread God's word. You can personally help win the lost people in your area of the world by doing the same. It is easy and fruitful. Don't be afraid or discouraged. You can do it, and you will get better over time. We have sound gospel tracts, which you can very conveniently print or order from our website, which is www.eomin.org. Or you could call our ministry line and order with a credit card. That phone number is 724-632-3210. God bless you.